Okay, today is Daf Ayin Zayin. We are on Ayin Vav and Beis, bottom line. Amar Abaya. Abaya says follows. So we have a machlokes, really. We have a machlokes. Our Mishnah and the Rabboseinu, whether or not in a case of, right? In the case of, what's the case? The case is, if someone said, here's your get, right? If I don't come from now, here's your get. If I don't come from now, back in 12 months, and he dies within the 12 months. Right? If he said me'akshav, no one argues on that. He didn't say me'akshav. Here's your get. If I don't come back within 12 months. He dies within 12 months. So he didn't come back.
Right.
But is that a good get or not? Our Mishnah said it's not good.
Yeah.
Because the conditions for him to come back never fulfilled because he died. Then we said, Tana. The rabbi said he could get married. Who are those rabbis? The same rabbis that matired oil. Right? Oil of a guy. So Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees. Hecha de Amar, L'kishatetze chava min artika, when the sun comes out of its shell, L'chi nafka, which means sunrise, Ka'amar Allah, that's what he meant to say, V'chimayis balayla, have a get la'acha misa. And if he dies that night, it's a get after misa. Your get is chal in the morning. Giving you a get now. It's chal tomorrow morning. He died that night. Get lachamisa. That's a problem. Okay? Almanas shetete chama min artika. If he says on condition that the sun go out of its shell, sheath, whatever you want to call it, me'achshav, but from right now, ka'amar Allah. What he really meant to say was me'achshav. Again,
I said. Divorce me'achshav?
Yes. Yeah. No.
No, he said almanas.
Almanas. So we said the other day that almanas is not a condition. In English, it's the same word.
Right.
But in Hebrew, it's a different thing. And therefore, he meant almanas. Almanas is me'achshav, and therefore she's divorced. I died in the middle of the night. Sun doesn't rise till the morning. It doesn't matter. It's me'achshav. Whenever he handed it to her. Good? That's good. The Amar of Huna, Amar Rav, Kala Omer almanas. Anytime you say the words almanas, Ka'omer me'achshav dami. It's as if you say me'achshav. Lo nechleku, the only machlokas is elab im teitze. Whether you said a lashon like that. Im teitze, if the sun rises, or some lashon like that. Mar savar, kribyosi. The brisa held like kribyosi. The armor who said, zmano shel shtar mochiach alav. The zman of a get, the zman, what date you date to get, governs. I don't care when it takes effect a month later. Right now it governs. Therefore, v'havali mehayom. Imeti, me'achshav imeti. Therefore, it's as if you said, if I die from right now, me'achshav, it's your get if I die today. Therefore, it's a valid get. Umar savar, and our Mishnah, Amar, lo savar l'kirbiosi. The Mishnah didn't hold like that. V'havile kibbe'im mati greda. It's as if it said, if alone, and then it'll be an get lachamisa problem. And that's the machlokas from the Mishnah and the Braisa. Didn't really explain the Mishnah. We didn't explain machlokas so well, but that's what the Gemara says. Next. It said, Kitzvu utenu get l'ishti, write and give a get to my wife. Im lo basi mikan v'yud beit chodesh. If I don't come back within 12 months. So we had a machlokas, can you write the get before the 12 months? To give it, you for sure can't do. But at least, can you write it now? So the Chachamim said no, and Rabbi Yossi said yes, right? So Amar Le Rav Yemar Le Rav Ashi, Lemar Kasav Rav Yossi, maybe Rav Yossi holds, Kasav Get Al Tanai Kasher. You write a get on Tanai, that's Kasher. What does that mean? So Rashi says over here, Kasav Get Al Tanai Kasher, Vafilu Lo Niskayim Al Tanai. Even if the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. The Hahacha, because over here, Hutziva Lichtov L'Acha Yud Beis Chodesh, he told him to write after 12 months, V'heim Kadmu, V'kasvuhu, and they wrote it before the 12 months. Umachshir Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said it's good. V'neima nami adaresha polik. Maybe he argues on this whole concept of tanayim. How could Rav Yossi say that was good? So the Gemara answers, lo. Lo l'mei malach puzzle. Really, it's puzzle. V'shayni hacha. Why is it different over here? Really, he doesn't agree. Of course Rav Yossi holds of tanayim. But over here it's different. Midahavale l'mei mar im lo basi kitzvu v'tanu. He could have said, if I don't come back within 12 months, write it and skiv it. He didn't say that. Vama, he said, kitzvu, write it, utnu, and give it, imlobasi, which implies, I can write it whenever you want. Hachi kamar. Kizvu meyachshav. You can write it right now. I don't care when you write it. V'kitznu im lo basi. But only write it after 12 months. Only give it after 12 months. When you write it, what do I care when you write it? Want to write it now? Write it now. Want to write it in 9 months? Write it now. It doesn't make a difference when you write it. But I don't want you to give it in 12 months. Why?
So in this case, this man had to get it from Machiah.
He rejects that shita. They argue. He rejects that. He rejects that approach.
So when he writes it, he's not dating it, obviously.
Correct. We're going to get to a little bit of that number base.
Because if he dates it...
So we're going to get to that number base a little bit, but it's a very good question. When do you date it? Now, we said a shita has to be dated. So on Amud Beis, we're going to a similar case.
The date has to go, but the condition has to go with it.
Right, so we're going to have a case tomorrow on Amud Beis where it's written on Friday and it's given on Shabbos. So one of the Rishonim, how do you give it on Shabbos? They have a whole complicated thing. So one of the Rishonim is going to ask, we're going to say, but wait a minute, it's not dated the same day.
Right.
So some say, there's a few answers to that. Some say, no, he dated it for tomorrow, which is post-dated it. Some say that you don't have to date it the exact date. You could just date it in the week. Which doesn't answer your question, but it answers the Gemara's question.
If they date it for tomorrow, it's
in Missouri. Why?
Because it's wrong.
What? What do you mean? It was given tomorrow.
Signed today. It says in there it's given tomorrow?
Yeah. No, so it doesn't say it's given, but that's when it's given. The date has to be when it's given. Not when it's written or signed, when it's given.
You're saying in the case of Shabbos.
You'll see the way it's on the base. And the third answer was a Shchimera. There's a call anyway, so you don't have to date a Shchimera that case. But the point is, yes, so I'm not sure what the date. I'm not sure. Right? One of the answers was, it doesn't have to be mamish that date. It could be within the week. Because the whole purpose was, that minute mamish, the niece is going to be mezana, you have to try to save her. Date it. Within the week, it's good enough date also. It gave the week off, parashas vayakel. Doesn't have to be mamish what date it is. Okay.
We're Adar
Aleph. Right. Hachi kama, yeah. Rabbanan lo shnacha. According to Rabbanan, it doesn't make a difference. They put the kama in a different place. So it's not a raya either one way or the other. Tana Rabbanan, lacha shavua. Let's say if someone says, "I'm my get will be chal after shmita." How much after shmita?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says shana, a year. Why a year? Rashi says zegitech, here's your get. Imlo basi lacha shavua zu. If I don't come back after Shemitah, Zu, Mamtin Imlo, Shana Shminis, wait the eighth year. Why? The Chal Shana Shminis, Kriya Achashavua. The whole eighth year is called, it's after Shemitah. Once the eighth year passes, no one calls it after Shemitah anymore. Now we're a new thing. What about Laachashana? What about if someone says, if I don't return after a year? So how much after a year? Chodesh, a month. Laacha Chodesh, Shabbos, a week. Lacha Shabbos. Mai, what about after a Shabbos? So don't come back this week.
Is the same action in those cases or
no? Yeah, let's say yeah. Yeah. So, Yosef Rav Zira, Kameh Rav Asi, V'amrila Rav Asi, Kameh Rav Yochanan, V'kamar, Chad B'Shabza, Trey, Utlasa, Basar Shabza. Right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, go after the previous Shabbos. Everybody knows that halacha, right? You can make Avdallah
till
Wednesday. Anyone know any other halacha where the 3 days after the week accrue to the previous Shabbos? Besides Avdallah. Right? It really isn't anything. So he quotes over here, somebody says, the Rosh said, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav quotes it, you can be Mavis Sedra, also till Wednesday. You have till Wednesday to be Mavis Sedra. Really, Mr. Bruce says you really have the whole year.
Yeah.
You could do it on Erev or Shana Rav, but whatever.
Simchas Torah,
right. But okay, but at least if you do it till Wednesday, it goes for that week. You don't have to wait till Shana Rabbah. You know what I'm saying? But there's really no other halacha like that. There is one thing. We it's a funny thing. I don't know if anyone realizes this. When we the yom for Wednesday,
L'chun
Aranana, right? The yom for Wednesday.
That's the reason that we know.
Right. The yom for Wednesday is Perek Tzadik Dalid of Tehillim. We have the first two psukim of Tzadik Gimel of Tzadik Hey, which is L'chun Aranana. Right. So we're getting ready. Shabbos is already coming. It's Wednesday already. To the new Shabbos. So we mentioned L'chun Aranana, which is a reference to Kabbalah Shabbos.
You prepare for Shabbos.
On Wednesdays already. Right? Otherwise, there's not really...
Kabbalah for Shavuos.
Yeah?
Kabbalah Shavuos. You can wait for the rest of the week.
Right. Right.
You're allowed to buy things for Shabbos earlier in the week.
Of course you're allowed to.
You set it aside.
Right.
So it's not just Wednesday, the doc.
No. But that's the thing over here. There's some connection between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the previous Shabbos.
Right.
Like regarding Avdallah. And then some connection, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, for the upcoming Shabbos. What's that connection? besides this case over here of Gittin. What's that connection? You start to get ready for Shabbos. Sunday morning, most people are not getting ready for Shabbos. Most people are not, Sunday morning. They're just not. Some people maybe go shopping for Shabbos. Most people don't do that. Sunday morning? No, Monday morning? Wednesday already starts to
get something on Tuesday.
I understand, but it's not most people.
True.
Okay. Above a Chamishu, Mali Shabbos, Kamei Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is ready for the upcoming Shabbos. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, what about if someone makes a funny statement, La'acha ha-regel? Here's your get if I don't come back after the regel. How much after the regel do you wait? So, La'acha ha-regel, Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Nafak Rabchia, Joshua Mishmei de Rebbe, they said that in Rebbe's name, Vekalse, they praised it. Mishmei de Rabim, they said it in someone, in the name of nobody, just they said it's Stam in the Rabim, Velokalse, they didn't praise it. Alma, Les Lei Hilchasa Kavase. We don't pass it like that, and what the answer is, it's a machlokas we've shown him. Some say 30 days, some say 3 days, right? We're not sure what it is. Okay. Hajan Alach Misha Aksu, Hajan Alach Misha Aksu, Hajan Alach Misha Aksu. Okay. Here we go. Hazorik get l'ishto. If somebody throws a get to his wife, why? Doesn't want to hand it to her. So he throws it to her. So, where is she now? Vihi besoch besa, she's in her house. Oh, besoch chatzera, or she's in her courtyard. Hareza migureshes, she's divorced. Why? Because what the Gemara is going to explain, when it says in the Torah v'nasan biyada, it doesn't mean mamish biyada. It means her rishos. Okay, good. What about zarka la besoch beso? She throws it to him, but he's in his house.
He throws
it to her in his house. She's in the dining room, and he throws it at her. It's his house. Or in his chatzar. She happens to be there. Afilu hu ima bimita, even if she's on her own bed, in the Megureshes, she's not divorced. Why? That's not her rishus. Right? But we're not talking about a case like that. We're talking about a case where he owns it.
He owns the whole house?
Yeah, he owns the house. And she got married. They got married, and she moved in. Rashi says, Hazore get v'hi b'soch besa shall nichse malug. Right? There's no such thing. There's a whole tumult what that Rashi means. There's no such thing in Jewish religion as a wife coming into a marriage and retaining her own property. There's no such thing. The Gemara is going to have a suggestion, maybe there is such a thing, but there really isn't such a thing. The only way there could be such a thing is if they agreed to that before they got married.
Even with the prenup?
I just said, they agreed to it before they got married. Once they get married, they can't agree to it now. So that's going to be one of the Gemara's answers. Right? The Gemara's...
If he gives it to her in his house...
It doesn't make a difference. Look at the next line. L'soch cheka, into her bosom, right? Oh, l'soch kalasa, or into her basket... I raised him a Gureshes, and she is divorced.
Even in his house.
Yeah. Right? Because you still have your own Dalai Lamas. Now, Menahani Mili, how do we know this din? How do we know this din that what? That it doesn't have to be Bamish given to her hand. You can even give it to her possession. How do you know that? Tana Rabbana says, V'nasan b'yada. You give it to her hand. Ainli Ela Yada. I only know her hand. Gaga, her roof, Chatzera, her Chatzer, Karfifa, a different kind of Chatzer, Menayin. How do you know all that is also good? Hamad Lamar, Vinasan, Mikol Makom. It says Vinasan. So now you have to read, look at this. It says a person wants to divorce his wife. Vinasan. Period. And he gives it to her in any way. Biyada, also her hand. But they have to read the Pasuk. Which is a funny way of reading the Pasuk. Right? Rashi says, the first Rashi, Vidarshinan le ba'ampe nafshe. We read the word Vinasan on its own, standing by itself. Why? Because it doesn't say, and to her hand you shall give it. It doesn't say it like that. It says the opposite way.
Interesting to see the truck there.
Yeah, it's true. Mashmalon, nesina, any type of giving, even into her chatzar. The yada, the kasav rachmana, be'inon, and why does it say biyada? Dumya di yada. It has to still be like your hand, which means... It has to be a chatzar that it has a lock, it's guarded. It can't just be stomped some open area owned by 100 people or the street or something like that. It has to be a chatzar, just like your hand, is guarded, it's watched, you watch it, so too the chatzar. Tosfos on top says something fascinating. He says, V'im tomar, v'nema, let's say it like this. V'nasan is a klal. B'yada is a prat. And ein miklal, ebabashem a prat. And therefore it has to be mamash b'yada. V'yesh lomar answers Tosfos. No, v'shilcha chazer v'klal. No, the word v'shilcha is another klal. K'dayninan k'ein haprat. And then it's like the prat, which means any old way. Okay? What is Tosfos trying to drive at? Yeah. Right? Because we don't understand klal prat klal.
Right, you can't make up your own. You have to have
a mesorah. For klal prat klal? What? For klal prat klal, you have to make up your own? It's a machlokas.
No, you can't.
What?
You can't,
some say they're all your own except for gzeir shava. Right? And some say none of them are your own except for klal v'chomer. So, they toss them and call it the one who can make up your own. Right? It's not a gzeir shava. Okay. Yeah. Vitanya Nami Hachi. Back in the Gemara, we have the same story, Gavi Ganav. It says that Umatsa Haganeva Biyado, you find it in his hand. What if you find it in his under his mattress? That doesn't count, right? Viganav Yado. Ain li elu yado. I only know you find it in his hand. Gaga Chatzera Karfifa Minayin. Talmud Lomar, Himatse, Bechal Makom. No matter how you find it. Utsricha. And it was necessary to have this limud in both situations, by get and by gzela. Diashmin get. If you had it by get, I would say, you know why? Mishun de balkarcha megarsha, because you can divorce your wife balkarcha. How do you know that? How do you know you can divorce your wife balkarcha? Fascinatingly, right? It's mentioned many times in Shas. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos, right? There's no makar in Shas that the Torah said you could do such a thing. Isn't that fascinating? There's no makar that you could divorce your wife balkarcha. It says it many times. There's no makar for it.
So what? What does that mean?
What?
So what does that mean?
So,
makar, you're supposed to be black either.
What?
So makar, you're supposed to be black
either. So it's not halacha moshe v'sinai. Right? I'm not saying it's halacha moshe v'sinai.
Yeah, that's the halacha that we have and not specific.
Right.
It's a limud. Whatever
we
learn is a limud. Why not this?
It's not a limud.
So the base mayor says, since if you violate a woman, and it says in the Torah, you're never allowed to divorce her, right? Lo yuchal shalachal kol yamav. You're never allowed to divorce her, right? What if she wants to get divorced? Also, lo yuchal shalachal kol yamav. She doesn't want to. Then of course you're allowed to divorce her. Implies in every other case, it's not up to her at all.
Wow, that's
what the base mayor says.
Right? By the way, that should be just exactly the opposite.
The Bach says.
To be exactly. Yeah. Think about the logic behind that. It means it's putting it in her power.
Only in that one case.
In the wrong case.
Only when you violated her. Just,
why shouldn't that be in every case?
So the Ramban says, what kind of woman would agree to marry a guy like that?
Yeah.
The answer is because in that society, yep. She got now she knows she has a husband.
Exactly.
So she'll work on him. She'll work on his midos. However, every other girl, I'm bound by that. That woman you can't divorce. If she doesn't want to, then of course you can divorce. Every other woman, it's not up to her at all. That's interesting.
That's a really warped logic.
So the Bach says something else. Like they're very similar. He says, could the Torah give the right of the man to divorce the woman?
Right.
The Torah said a man can divorce. Never said a woman can divorce a man.
Exactly. That should be the answer.
So what's her role? The answer is there is no rule. There is no rule. Anyway, since he could divorce her without her say so, she has no say so. So yeah, I need a pasuk to tell me. I can divorce her against her will. So therefore, I would think I could put it wherever I want. Right, I can put it wherever I want. Aval ganav, but a ganav, delesse balkarche. He didn't steal balkarche, he stole on his own free will. Amalo, I would say what? I would say what? Amalo, I would say, no, he has to mamish be holding it. So it comes along the drasha, he doesn't have to be holding it, it can be in his possession. Viashbin and ganav, I would tell me a ganav, bishum dekante, rachmana, because the Torah already gives this guy so many knossim. If he steals, he has to pay double, right? So of course it could be anywhere. Aval get a malo, but a get no such din like that. Tzricha, therefore we need both limudim. Then we said
how you comparing get and
What? It's not like a back appearing. Not comparing. They both say biado. Now we get to the meat of today's daf. It's en chatzera, her chatzer. If you throw it into her chatzer, then she's divorced. Right? How does she have a chatzer?
Yeah.
How does she own a chatzer? Masha kansa isha kansa baila. Whatever she owns, the husband owns. How does she have her own chatzer? How does that have it happening? So, Amar Belazar, because of law, deinu dvarim ein l'benichsayich. He writes a shtar, I have nothing to do with your stuff. You have your own assets. So the Gemara says, v'chikas av la mayhava, how does that work? That doesn't work. The Tanya we learned, ha'omer l'chaveiro, if someone says to his friend, dein u'dvarim ein li al sadazu, I don't want, well, it's a partner. The guys that own a field in partnership. Maybe two brothers, right? Maybe two partners. I don't want to have anything to do with this field. Ein li esik ba, I have nothing to do with it. I'm not busy with it. Ein yadi, my hands, misulekes haimena, are removed from it. Lo amar klum. He didn't say anything. Why not? Says Rashi, the first wide line. Since it's his, tzarech lichtov lashon matana. You have to write a lashon matana. You can't just remove yourself. You can't just remove yourself. You have to do it with a kinyan. So how do you write, I have nothing to do with you? What kind of kinyan is that? Right? The Malbim says,
because it's prior to the marriage.
Oh, so that's the Gemara's answer. But the question now is, they're married. Now he writes a thing. I don't have anything to do with you. It doesn't work. I don't have anything to do with your stuff. It doesn't work. It's
too late.
It's too late, right? The Rashi says, because you have to give it as a matana. You can't just write, I don't want anything. The Rashbam says, when you write, I don't want anything to do with it. You know what that is? It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. I don't want to be busy with this. Hashem, I don't want to be busy with this. It's not a kinyan. It doesn't work. So how do you say that? So, the Gemara says, Amar of Yir, Amar of Debe, Rav Yanai, V'kosev lo ba'oda arusa. Oh, no, you wrote it before they got married. Before you got nesuin, you wrote it. Right? U'kudarav kahana. The Amar of Kahana, Nachla ha'bolo la'odam mimakom acher, an inheritance that you get from somewhere else, not from your father, but from some nice man that you helped him his whole life, some nice man, stole stranger, Adam masna aleha shalo yerusha. You can make a condition that I don't want to inherit this. Why? Because it's not a doraisa. Rashi says something very difficult. He says she'ena yerushas avosav min haTorah. There's no yerusha of a father from the Torah. He doesn't mean avosav. He means not avosav. Avosav is from the Torah. So the minute you're born, right, you automatically are in the parsha of yerusha. The minute you're born. When you're 1 minute old, already you're in the parsha. Why? Because it's coming to you. Therefore, there's no way out of that. There's no way out of that. You can't get out of that. However, I have a nice old man who I know he's going to leave me a lot of big thing because he was very nice to me, likes me very. He has many children. He's going to leave it to me. So I don't want that. Let him leave it to tzedakah. I don't want that. So then you can write such a thing. I don't want. I renounce or some lashon like that. So you can't do it if it's a daraisa, right? So too over here, once you're married, you can't renounce your wife's possessions. Before you get married, you can.
Right?
Kidarava, Dama Rava, Haomer Efshi Betakanas Chachamim. I don't want the Takanas Chachamim, Kigonzeh, like this. Shamalo, you can do that. Like what's the Takanas Chachamim? That a guy can yarshin you even though you're not related to him. That's not really wrong with that. My Kigonzeh, what does that mean like this? Kidravuna Amarav, Damravuna Amarav, Yichol Ish Amar Labaila, a woman can say to her husband, Eini Nizones, the Eini Ose, don't support me. I make more money than you. Don't support me. I don't have to give you my Maisa Yadayim. My bank account's bigger than yours, right? The problem is that this Ravuna just brought a raya from a case where they're already married. After they married, and she got some big cushy job, so she tells the husband, you know what, I don't need it. They're already married. So what kind of raya is this? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you can do it when you're married, of course you can do it before you're married. Right,
right, but we just said you can't do it when you're married. You can't renounce her stuff when you're married. So how can, after they're married, how can she come along and say, oh, I don't need your handout. I'm richer than you, right? I don't need yours. So how does that work?
Okay.
What? No. Right? You hear the kasha?
Yeah.
The Rishonim asks this kasha. Tosas asks it.
Oh.
So the Rashbam gives a very kunti answer, and he says the chiyuv of mizonos is born every day. Every day there's a new chiyuv of mizonos.
It's going on a condition of the marriage.
She says, yesterday you supported me. That was yesterday, but today I won the lottery, so I don't need your support. So it's a new thing. She's allowed to renounce. In other words, it's a new thing. It's a new chiyuv every day. A new chiyuv. That's one answer. You don't like that answer?
Not at all.
Why?
Yeah. Because you're changing the condition of the marriage.
Exactly.
Till now, the marriage condition is the woman has to give to the husband. That's the way it's made up, unless you have a pre
condition.
Whatever the precondition is, that she does not have to. Now you're doing giving the power of the marriage to her,
right?
But she doesn't have it.
Right,
so I hear you. So the Rashbam disagrees with that, and he says every day is a new creation, a new chiyuv, and therefore she can renounce. Others say, Tosva says in Ksuvis, okay, it's a kasha, but we just learned from here that you're allowed to renounce in some cases, even though the case totally contradicts what we're trying to prove, but at least you get the idea that you're allowed to renounce. Okay, anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. You where am I up to?
In all fairness, it could be the difference is what is property and what is mizonos.
Right. Could be it's a difference. It could be. So it could be. That could be. Okay, so what was the first answer to the Gemara? How on earth could she get divorced? How does she have a chatzar? Mashakanta Ishakanta Baila? How does that work? The answer is they agreed this before they got married. Rava Amar, answer number two. Atu Yada Milo Kanya Le Labal. Doesn't the husband have the right to the wife's handiwork? Meaning, I reject your entire answer. Your entire answer is rejected.
There's no mechanism for her to say, for him to say, you can have it.
No,
the wedding?
No, because he gets all. No, he's no. There's no mechanism for that. Ella rather. The answer is, how is it possible? Gita v'yada bon ke'echad. The get and her hand come at one time. It's like, better to forget the chutzner. How does he even hand it to her? What? How does he hand her a get?
She never
required it. How does that work? The answer is Gita v'yada bon ke'echad. Hachanami chatzera Gita v'chatzera bon ke'echad. It comes at the same time, right?
What does that mean exactly?
What? How does that answer it? That means in a she doesn't own her own stuff.
Correct.
She doesn't. However, that's why Rashi said it's nichse malug. It's really hers. When the marriage ends, it goes back to her. So how can I hand anything to my wife? If I hand my wife $5, does she now have independent ownership of this $5? No. So how do I hand her a get? How does she have independent ownership of the get? So the ketos says, halachically, the whole complicated thing, when I hand her the get, the get and her ability to acquire things come simultaneously. Therefore, it's not like giving her $5.
Only in that case?
Only by gittin. Only by gittin. Not by shtaros, other kinds of things. Only by gittin. So too, and by avadim. So too, I can put it in the chatzar, which really is hers, from her father's life, right? Get and the chatzar come at one time. As a matter of fact, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to hand anything to your wife. You're not allowed to hand her things.
When she's
in Nida.
So what? The table first.
Right. So what is he getting divorced? And she's an Ida. Are you allowed to hand her the get? The Shiloh. And the answer is yes, because gittin v'yada bug echad. When you're handing it to her, you're not married to her anymore. You're allowed to hand things to not women you're not married to. Right? You're allowed to give change to somebody. You're allowed to do that.
Well, you're not supposed to touch them.
Fine, but you're allowed to hand things to them.
You're
allowed to hand somebody the newspaper.
Yoni. By get, you don't touch them. So that, tell you what, you drop it.
I understand. You hear the point?
Yeah.
It's such an interesting shayla. I saw that in the Tikkun Avril. That you're in Harchakos, he has Hilchas Nida to Tikkun Avril, and he says you're allowed to hand a get to a wife because Gidin v'yada bog echad. It's an unbelievable application of this din.
Yeah.
You hear? So, Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi. One second. Rava Yad Isha Kakashale. Rava's had a whole kasha about the Yad. Right, what was his kasha about the yad? I didn't really explain it. Right?
She doesn't have her own yad.
What?
She doesn't have her own yad.
That was his question. How do you even give it to the woman? Her hand is not her own. So that's why we said...
Right. What Rava's question was, if her hand is not her own, her chasal is not her own.
Right.
So basically, you can't make up beforehand. Right?
Right.
So, dekanile lemaisi yadeha, but Rav is wrong, because do you really own her hand? You don't own her hand. Maisi yada gufa mika kanile, but you own her hand.
Maisi yada.
You own her handiwork, her right. What she does. You don't own her hand, right? Amale Rava yad ha'eved kakashale. Now, my problem was an eved. Why? Because lamanda amar bishtar al yadei atzmo, that I'm going to give my Eved a star to free him. Yad Eved, kiad rabadamya. Now, how do I ever free an Eved? Ella, gito viyado boin ke'echad. That must be the answer. By an Eved too. Hachanami, gito viyado boin ke'echad. So, two will hear, it comes at the same time. Okay? That's the second. Those are two answers to the question. The first answer was that it's you made up beforehand. Second answer is, gito viyado boin ke'echad. Ha'u shchiv meira. Ready for this case? There was a shchiv meira. He wrote a get for his wife, Bahadei Panya, on Erev Shabbos. Bahadei Panya means that the day was ending. B'malei Shabbosa. Right before Shabbos, he wrote the get. He didn't have a chance to give it to her till Shabbos came. Okay? Takafle Alma. Takafle Alma, Rashi says. Takafle Alma. Hayayare pen yamus. You were afraid the person was going to die. V'tizakik l'yibim, she's going to fall to yibim. V'asa l'taltal get b'shabes l'mosrala. A get is muksa.
Right.
Why is it get muksa? Why is it get muksa?
Because
you don't need it.
I don't know.
Can you make a kinyan on Shabbos? I don't know.
Hmm?
Can
you
make a kinyan so therefore it's
muksa? She's using it for evidence. She's not using it to make a kinyan. It shows already. She got it yesterday.
So there are two reasons why it's muksa. You could say it has no purpose. Even though the Gemara talks about other stars, you could use it to stuff a bottle. No one's going to do that to a get.
Right?
So it has no purpose. Or, a similar answer, we said before, remember we learned a few days ago in Daf Samach that the Sifrei Agadata, which you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, became muksa? So if you can't read something, you can't use something, it's muksa. Which I always wondered how cookbooks are not muksa. Oh, I just want to see. So too over here. I just want to see.
I said, need some Shabbos
girl. Right? I just want to see. I want to see the get. I'm going to look it over. There's no hetter like that. It's muksa. I was just wondering about that. Anyway, so there's a big problem here, right? He's afraid he's going to die. The get's already written. How does he give it to her? So, asala kameh derava, it's muksa. Asala kameh derava, amale, zilu amrile, so go tell her, likne nehele, lahu duchte, diyasiv legita, acquire for her the place where the get is on. The get's on the table, give her the table.
So she automatically
becomes divorced. Right? On Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos. And there's another problem over here. And you're also not allowed to divorce on Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to get divorced on Shabbos. Right? So there's two problems you can't do. But do that rather than violate muksa. What's the difference between that and that? We're not allowing you to move the get. But we'll allow you to give a kinyan on Shabbos. You're going to give her the table, and the mela she acquires to get. And then she's divorced on Shabbos. But we're not going to be violate muksa. What's the difference? Difference is three differences. Number one, the Rajba says...
It's not direct, it's a Rama.
Exactly, because when you pick up the get, it looks like you're giving Chal Shabbos. When you give her the table, nothing happens. Nothing happens. You don't have to do any kinyan. The Gemara's going to say you can open the door.
The table's the buses.
What?
The table's the buses for the...
So what? There's nothing to do with anything.
So the gets...
There's nothing to do with anything. You're giving her a kinyan. It's a kinyan. You're giving her the table.
The door
where the room is in. You give her the whole room. The door is... You open the door. You close the door. I make it. You can open the doors on Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're giving Michal Shabbos. That's one answer.
That's two different... We're comparing two different things.
Yeah.
Are you having a problem with the get that the get itself is mukta and you're breaking whatever the connection is between a husband and wife?
What?
Are you having a problem because the get is muksa and you're breaking the connection between
the get is muksa? There are three problems with this. Problems. Number one, the get is muksa. Number two, you're not allowed to get divorced on Shabbos.
One second. You're not allowed to get divorced on Shabbos.
Because you're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos either.
Okay.
So why? I think it's Xerah Darabanan. Maybe you come to right. So you're not allowed to get divorced on Shabbos. And third thing is you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. So how are you giving her that room? How are you doing that? It's three problems. So the Gemara says, forget Muksa, that we're not going to matter. We'll matter the other two. What's the difference? The other two don't look like giving Michal Shabbos. In this case, I gave her that room. Well, nothing happened. She opened the door, closed the door. It doesn't look, picking up a get and bringing it to her, it looks like a Michal Shabbos. How is she acquiring the
pot? What kenya are you making?
It's a machlokas, it's a machlokas mishonim. It's a good question. It's a machlokas mishonim. We'll get to that. That's the next hack. We didn't get to that yet. Mama's not going to finish. We're not going to finish. Next, that's second answer. First answer is, we don't want to make, it looks bad. Second answer is that we always, there are other kulas we do for Shechiv Meraz. So to do other kulas having nothing to do with Shabbos, we'll do that too. And the third answer is, because if you, let's say you pick up the get, and while the shliach is delivering it, the guy dies. So you mutzo for no reason. It could be, you machal Shabbos for no purpose. The guy died. Here, you're not machal Shabbos for no reason, because the minute the kinyan's over, she's divorced. He can't die till the kinyan's done. So you let, it's less chil Shabbos that way. You hear that? Those are the three reasons. Anyway, as we learned, the Tnan, v'titel ihi, you give it to her, she goes, v'tichache v'tiftach v'tachzegle bay, and she opens and closes the door, and she acquires the room where the get is in. The Tnan, like we learned, nal, gadar uparetz, kalshu, harezeh chazaka. You, any way you move the, you show some ownership, it's chazaka, let's show like opening and closing the door. So Rashi says over here, it's kinyan agav. Agav, the room, I get the get.
Other, a table would be metalsim, this room is definitely carcass.
So you give her the table, it has to be that something carcass. Where opening and closing the door is a kinyan.
That's our change.
So it's the room. I said the table, it's really the room.
Right.
So Rashi says kinyan agav, that's a big discussion because then she's not giving it to her. That's not that doesn't work. Right? Has to be yasa v'yada. How could kinyan agav? Because kinyan agav, the halach is, it could be even in China.
Yeah.
But I'm giving her this piece of land, agav, I get the other thing over there in China. How could that be for a get? So as a Rashi says, it's a big discussion. So others say that...
That should be no different than putting in the Meiser and giving over the Meiser by giving over
right.
The property.
So others say it's Kinyan Chatzar. That she gets that as a Kinyan Chatzar. Rashi doesn't say that though. Anyway, Amar Rav Ilish, L'Rava, Rav Ilish, so the next problem is, what about the dating of a get problem? You wrote it on Friday, you gave it on Shabbos. So some say you dated it for Shabbos. Some say your Shechimah has a kol. So you don't have to date it. The whole reason was there were problems, but the Shechimah everyone knows. And the third answer was, that you don't have to write the mamish the date, you can write the week or the month.
Okay, that's a terrible thing anyway, because if I'm giving over the get to my wife, and she's in America, and she's in Israel, and I give it over to the Shliach, it doesn't get for another month.
Right, I hear you. Right, I'm not sure what you do with the date in that case. I'm not sure.
Date it for a month later.
Right, I know. It's a good question. Anyway, Amalei Rav Elish L'Rava, Maisha Kanta Isha Kanta Baila. How does all this work? Maisha Kanta Isha Kanta Baila. So Ichs, if you got embarrassed. Basof, Igali Milsa, Da Arusa Have. No, she wasn't Arusa. Amar Rava, Im Amar Benesua. If it's good for an Asua, Yomru Ba Arusa. It could also be good by an Arusa. Hada Amar Rava, Loshna Arusa, Loshna Asua. It doesn't make a difference if it's an Arusa or an Asua. Gidev Chatera Bonke Echad. It happens at one time. Va Amar Rava Meka. Rav said this already. Yeah, Ki Amar Rava, Ahai Maisa Amra. He said it on this Vart. Then we said, V'hibasoch Besa. Amar Ula, V'hisha Omedes Bechatzer Besa Ubetzad Chatera. She has to be near the Chatzer. She has to be near the chatzar. Ravoshi Amar, no, feel he betaveria v'chatzar betzipori, he betzipori v'chatzar betaveria migureshes. It works. Vaha he besach pesa besach chatzar katani, but it says she has to be in the house. Hachikamar, v'hi kamisha besach pesa, v'hi kamisha besach chatzar. She can even be in China. How can that work? Kivan de chatzar mishtameres, uladaita he migureshes, because it's watched, it's guarded, therefore she can be in China. Leva b'haka miflagi, but there's a machlokas about that, right? Mar Savar Ula held Chatzim Mishub Yad is Rabbi. Chatzim is because of a Yad. It's an extension of me. Therefore, I have to be there. At least I have to be right by there. I can't be in China. Umar Savar and Ravoshi held no. Chatzim Mishub Shlichus is Rabbi. It's a Chatzim because of Shlichus. Lo, the Kuliyama Chatzim Mishub Yad is Rabbi. Everyone can hold it to Chatzim because of Yad. Mar Savar Ula holds Ki Yada. Ma Yada Besmucha Af Chatzim Ritzmucha. Vidach and Ravoshi held I Ma Yada Bidavuka Af Chatzim Bidavuka. It has to be attached. Ella kiyada, mayada, Mr. Meres l'daita, afchater, Mr. Meres l'daita. Has to be Mr. Meres. La fuke, chatzer, ha Mr. Meres, shalol l'daita. Excluding if it's not, she doesn't know about it, or she does not Mr. Meres. Okay. have another minute. Who gave her? There was a guy. The Zarek Legita Lidabitsu. He have a kaiba bechatzar. She was in the chatzar. Azal Gita nafa bepisla. The get fell on some kind of stone. So Amar of Yosef Chazina. We see I have arba amos al arba amos palagle rishus el nafshi. If it's 4x4, that pisla has its own rishus. And if not, it's one rishus. So b'may commit. Let's get what's the case. Ilam b'chatzar dida. If it's his chatzar, right? Her chatzar. I'm sorry. Kavi dalat amos. What's the difference? What's the difference where it fell? It's her chatzar. Ella must be chatzar dida. It must be his chatzar. So kilo have arba amos may have. So what's go? Why is it different? What's the hack? So lotzricha the ishla the ashule makom the chad makom mishule inish tre makomos lo ishule inish. What happened? He wanted to divorce her, so he gave her that spot. He only gave her one spot, not two spots. That's only if it's not 10 amos tall, 10 tvachim tall. But if it's 10 tvachim tall, even if it's not 4 amos, it's not considered a get. It's not considered a get. All right, we're sorry we went through that fast. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.